Guilt by Association Football. I'm Ben McCormick, joined by Rob Moyer and Ryan McCauley. Gentlemen, how are you?
Lovely.
Rob's doing good.
Cool. Back to the third person again.
Fuck that third person.
Come on.
This whole podcast is going to be in third person.
Why?
Wild card, bitches. I thought we just established this before we went on.
Fair enough.
Fair. He makes a valid point. I respect that.
Maybe I'll just move in and out of it. I don't know. You'll have to see.
A little bit of the in and outer. I gotcha.
What do we got going first?
Speaking of soccer, fuck Jurgen Klinsmann.
That guy sucks.
That guy sucks a lot.
I'm kidding. I don't think he sucks.
I think he sucks.
You're wrong.
Prove it.
You're a liar.
I think he's German.
Well, he is German.
That's a fact. That's just a factual statement. You're not adding anything to the podcast right now.
By saying that he's German, no, I'm
wandering into a movie theater.
I'd be offended if someone called me German and I'm a fourth German.
You are German.
He hated Mexicans and he was half Mexican.
He also hated irony. Speaking of things I hate, Michael Orozco Fiscal.
Robbie Rogers.
Both those guys suck.
Orozco Fiscal is debatable whether he was MLS quality. And now we might be seeing him start.
I'm going to be calling my first bullshit of the Klinsmann era.
How so?
And that is the call up of Alfredo Morales.
Interesting.
I'm calling bullshit.
Explain.
He just played 90 minutes for the Hertha Berlin reserves. That is the Regionalliga Süd, which is the fourth division of German soccer.
Woo!
I had never. That's just not okay. That's not all right.
But Ben, Peru wants him. We can't let another national team take away our best defender prospect, George John.
Paging Omar Gonzalez. Paging John Anthony Brooks, who's on the under-23 national team. Seriously.
I don't. Well, let's just do this bit by bit, and then we can segment our complaining into nice little packages which could then explode in 20 years.
Right.
All right.
Goalkeeper.
We're bringing out Hamid again?
I get. Well,
another free trip across the world?
My question is, why is Hamid not in that youth camp where you can bring in Romando, Guzan, one of those guys, to actually be your number two? Because Bill Hamid is not our number two.
He's not.
He shouldn't be.
See, here's the idea, though. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see this. Yeah, Jurgen's not afraid to shake things up a bit. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Shaw. that's an optimistic way of putting it. If we see Hamid and Johnson flip flop under 23 camps and being the number two to Howard,
that would surprise me because he's already locked in. He's already said Hamid's my number two.
Okay,
which makes absolutely no goddamn sense.
He's the manager. He doesn't have to explain himself to anyone.
Clearly.
See, but the point I'm trying to make here is whether... Okay, so you put Hamid in the under-23 national team camp, which means that either Hamid or Johnson has to sit on the bench anyway. So if one of them has to sit on the bench, why don't they work with the Everton goalkeeper and Tim Howard and work with the best national team players? If those are, and I believe that we can agree, those are the two best two best goalkeeping prospects.
I could debate that.
Okay,
I like Tally Hall a lot. I'm a big Tally Hall fan.
He also scored probably the best goal or the best goal by goalkeeper I've seen.
How about Bingham's? Bingham had one this year too.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Good for him.
We had a lot of goal-scoring goalkeepers. Friedel's got two.
Friedel's got two?
Yeah. It was on a cup match, too.
I had no idea.
They were both like legit goals, too. Like, he kicked it in the box.
Oh, wow.
He pushed up for a game winner and got it.
That's how he rolls.
But no, the point being is that if one of those two guys, which it seems that right now the consensus is at their age and the fact that they're starting week in, week out in MLS... They are two prime goalkeeping prospects. So one of them, regardless of whether they're playing at the full national team level or the under 23 level, is going to have to sit on the bench. So why not have them sit on the bench with the full national team?
Then why not bring in an actual number two in the meantime as well? You can bring in three goalkeepers. Why not? Bring in Romando, bring in Hartman, bring in
Guzan. It's not like Guzan's doing anything.
To give Hamid and Howard maximum amount of reps.
Okay, fine, but have them be somewhere. Have them do something.
Training, I guess.
Let's say that Howard gets hurt over this weekend.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Hamid.
So let's say Howard tears an ACL out for the year.
Well, then obviously you get a more experienced goalkeeper.
That has not been used to a Klinsmann style, the Klinsmann way of doing things.
Something tells
goalie.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Go get the damn ball.
No offense to you, but I feel as though playing keeper would be a simpler transition than the other field positions.
That's true. However, you still want them to get the idea of the camp and get all the ideas, like, of the system he wants to preach. Goalkeeper has a...
And if it was to happen over these two matches...
Goalkeeper has a significant impact on how your team builds up. And especially if you're talking about communicating with a young backline, you want the guys there.
Young backline? Right now, we don't even know what the hell our backline is.
Well, that's even more...
Dolo and Boker.
That's even more reason to have a possible number two in the camp to get used to a possible backline. Because if you don't have a goalkeeper who knows his players, look how poorly things went when Butch stepped in the Gold Cup. Look how bad things went with, what's his face, the Puerto Rican kid. Robles.
Yeah.
Look how
that was bad.
Look how poorly organized they were because they didn't know what they were doing in the camp. They were good goalkeepers who weren't used to their back line.
But isn't that what training is for? So maybe.
So then that's why you want
out of some convoluted reason or thought, Jurgen actually thinks that Bill Hamid is the number two goalkeeper.
And that's why I'm worried. This is why I'm having problems with this. Bill Hamid's not our number two.
He starts for mid-table in Lost Club. In no world
is Bill Hamid the second best American goalkeeper.
I'd put Raimondo way ahead of him.
I'd put Raimondo ahead of him. I'd put Keller ahead of him still. I'd put Hartman ahead of him. I'd put...
Keller's not in the U.S. He's retired now.
Regardless. I still put him ahead of Bill Hamid.
I'd put Tony Meola ahead of Bill. No, that's a lie.
I love Tony.
I do, but right now... Dom Serve. No.
We do some Dom Serve news later on, though. Some
foreshadowing.
Mm. Indeed.
So, defenders.
That was a lot of discussion for a goalkeeping position.
It was a good discussion.
For two players.
So, defenders. Carlos Bocanegra, Timmy Chandler, Steve Cherundolo, Clarence Goodson, Alfredo Morales, Michael Orozco-Fiscal, and Aguchi Onyewu.
All I'm saying...
Clarence is back.
Yeah, which is really good.
So, you have to say this is improvement over the last roster. Just because Clarence is back.
But Fiscal's there, too.
Yeah, there is a chance that he ends up starting.
That doesn't change the fact that it's still a piece of shit.
It's just really shiny shit.
It's just really shiny.
Perhaps you can look the other way from it.
All I'm saying about Morales is I'm sure he's a really good prospect, and he sounds like he is. But this is, I'm confident in saying, this is the least amount of first-team playing time we've capped a guy at our senior level four.
If we bring him on for the match Friday,
he could shit his pants.
He very well could.
Because he's playing in the Stade de France against France's national team.
He could just...
There is a chance we'll see feces on the ground.
Just right there.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's very true.
Can you think of anybody who had that little first-team exposure who was capped at the U.S. national team?
Dom Sturdy made a camp but didn't get capped.
He did make the camp.
What about Juan Agudelo?
He played playoff matches.
Yeah, he scored.
He scored professional goals.
Yeah. Alfredo Morales has 51 minutes? Is that the total?
Yes, on a reserve team.
Has Juan Agudelo still had more starts for the U.S. national team than starts for...
Yep.
He's had more minutes with the U.S. than New York this season.
I back that. Hansbach's an asshole.
Hansbach is an asshole. That's a different story.
I hate that club.
That's a different MLS offseason dead podcast.
You do too.
I do now, yeah.
Anything else to say about defenders? I'm glad we got Fabian Johnson.
I got a lot, he's not a defender.
He can play left back, and something tells me he's going to end up there.
So who's going to play left back Friday?
Chandler.
That's what I have.
We still have no left backs in camp. There's still no left backs.
I want my Heath Pierce.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, we really have, honestly, at this point, there's no decent
left back. He's a center back now, bud.
He is a left center back, but I'd still prefer him at right back or left back than anything else.
Still, though, Fabian Johnson
can't play left back. Maybe we'll see Breck Shea playing at left back.
No. They tried that.
A little blast to the past.
I was very much in the Breck Shea left back camp.
As was I.
I was calling for that 2 years ago. However, I no longer want him at left back because he's waste back there. He hasn't played it in a year.
He could be like Danny Alves back there.
Probably not.
Okay.
But my big questions, why Fiscal? Why no George John? Why no Michael Parkhurst?
Why me no George John? Fiscal's
in there because he's Mexican. I thought we've been over this.
We've been over this.
That's why.
That doesn't make it right.
That Morales is there. He's Hispanic, and he's got German heritage.
You're damn
wow,
right.
That's he's the favorite player.
He right. That is.
He just hit Powerball on Jurgen.
He is Jurgen's wet dream right there.
Oh God!
Tell me I'm wrong.
No.
That's a picture I didn't need to think of.
No, not stuck in your head forever.
Nah.
Okay, so let's go right here. Orozco Fiscal or George John? Who do you prefer?
I prefer George John.
Orozco Fiscal or Parkhurst?
I haven't seen Parkhurst play in a long time.
Same. So I can't pass any judgment.
But I'm going to assume he's not as bad as Fiscal. Yeah.
Parkhurst is getting a lot of good minutes with a top three team in Denmark.
Although I think it's fairly clear that Jurgen isn't a big fan of the Scandinavian leagues, ergo no call up for Goodson, the last one.
That's because he hates freedom.
Yeah.
What about Mix?
And Mix and Gat.
Well, Mix and,
no, we're on the Mix and Gat train again. No.
Mix and Gat are both in the youth camp, so I move on from that.
Right.
He even called up an injured Josh Gat to get him used to the camp.
So clearly he likes him.
Yes.
And Gat had heard previously that he was close to a national team call-up.
Speaking of people who haven't heard from Jurgen Klinsmann has not talked. He has not made words with Omar Gonzalez. He hasn't spoken to Gonzalez at all.
He wants him to play for Mexico and then beat us. Because he doesn't like America. I thought...
Jurgen hates freedom.
I thought we're... Is this going to be the name of the podcast?
Jurgen hates freedom?
Yeah.
Jurgen hates freedom, or what were the other ones?
It's better when Ben's not prepared.
Yes.
Because once again, Ben didn't come prepared.
And yet, I still end up more prepared than Rob, which is
fine. That's actually accurate.
We'll see.
But so I have a lot of defensive questions, because that's basically what happens when Jurgen gives us a roster. I have questions all over the board.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm done bitching about the defenders.
Midfielders.
Want to bitch about that now?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go.
How's it doing? Kyle Beckerman, Michael Bradley, Clint Dempsey, Maurice Adoo, Fabian Johnson, Jermaine Jones, Robbie Rogers, Breck Shea, and Daniel Williams.
The only one that I don't like in there is Robbie Rogers. For obvious reasons.
Yeah, Rogers, that guy sucks. My biggest concern is why our most on-form player, period, isn't on this team.
Hercules Gomez?
Sasha Kljestan.
Well, and you're also concerned about her.
Well, we're talking. The tweets. Who wants to talk about the tweets?
Well, want to talk about the tweets, Ben?
Not really.
I believe you were the one who...
You brought it up.
Okay, so...
You're the one who best remembers exactly what
we all know. Sasha Kljestan is having a really good season. He knows it, too. And he's doing a great job. And he tweeted at the end of one tweet, apparently, is anyone watching?
Yes.
And then he also made reference to the international break being long and relaxing for him.
And then erased both of them eventually.
Yes, yeah, so...
I like it. Someone's got to stand up to Jurgen.
I agree. Kljestan is now jumped into my hierarchy of favorite players because...
So is he getting a new kit?
Probably not.
I don't know how many
because people... Because he won't be playing for us. He's too good to play for us.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the inclusion of Robbie Rogers over Phil Haber and Kljestan is astonishing.
I feel like I understand why Jurgen did it, but that doesn't mean I agree with it literally, like, at all.
I understand why, because he and Robbie are boys. They played together. They played on team together.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know, and Rogers is also a winger. A shitty one at that, but he is one.
He scored against Mexico when we were there.
Barely.
He saved our trip
from being a nightmare.
He accidentally scored a goal.
Yep.
I don't care.
That's absolutely true.
But, I mean, I don't have too many complaints, but the ones I do have are very, very, very vocal.
Yep.
I've been pushing for Kljestan to be on this to start for this team since the Gold Cup, and he's not even getting a fucking call-up. You kidding me?
Can we talk about Landon Donovan?
He's not Mexican or German.
In the forward section, actually.
Is he a forward?
He was listed there initially.
Okay.
Who likes the thought of us having three destroyers in the midfield playing at once?
Bob Bradley. Jurgen. That's who.
Apparently Jurgen does. Once again,
destroyers that are actually good, not like the Belgium match.
Who are your destroyers? Beckerman and Jones?
Beckerman, Jones,
and Adu. And Mo Adu.
No,
you can consider Danny Williams one, though.
Yeah, he
we got fucking four of them now.
Yep.
And Bradley's a very physical player.
Not a destroyer, though. He's not a defensive midfielder.
Very physical player, though.
We have Bradley back in, which is great. I'm happy he's there.
Okay. I'm happy.
He has been playing good for Kievo.
They've had a rough run of form the last couple of weeks.
They beat Fiorentina.
They won again, though. So
really?
And they broke their 5-game losing streak against Fiorentina.
It was pretty bad.
Luckily, Inter's doing jack, so.
My boys, Udinese, top of the table.
Not really.
Indeed. His boys.
Good for them.
His Italian black and white.
Minus Alexis Sanchez.
Indeed.
Her boys.
All right, let's talk about forwards.
Discuss forwards. Josie Altidore, DeMarcus Beasley, Landon Donovan, and Edson Buttle, minus Landon Donovan.
Why did Josie make this list?
Because he's really fucking good.
Yeah.
He's really good.
I'm glad that we get to see Edson in.
Yes, happy birthday.
I mean, I think we're going to see Edson come on for Josie as a sub. Maybe in that, like, 70-minute range Friday.
I'm glad Buttle's there. And I think the big news, as I predicted last week, Donovan won't be going to the game. It shouldn't be surprising. It shouldn't be controversial. It was a stupid call-up. We all know that.
Well, I agree. But if RSL had won last night, Beckerman wouldn't have been going either, right?
Nope.
Well, we don't know. Maybe he would have.
He would not have, Benny.
He shouldn't have gone.
Listen, there were players, I feel, who may not have been called up because of the possibility of them playing in the MLS Cup. As though to say, Landon must have... Okay, Jurgen, regardless of how little he likes to talk to people, apparently, probably has some sort of dialogue with Landon. Landon must have said yes and then said no. And that's what gets me.
Well, maybe he said yes if I'm feeling healthy, which he clearly isn't. Donovan's clearly carrying some injury. He's clearly not on his top form. He's clearly exhausted.
Yeah.
He's getting paid by his club to win a title. This is the first time that they actually are in the title.
Well, has Jurgen come out and vocally said that he was against Donovan not coming?
He said nothing about this. There's been no comment on this yet. We don't know.
No, he said
and
something.
Maybe Donovan not going leaves the door open for Kleshchen coming in or another
he
player.
He said something, but he said nothing, is what happened. He said, I respect his decision and whatever.
So again, he said nothing.
I would love for Landon to actually be on Twitter and go, listen, I'm dinged up and I really want to be there, but I can't.
Well, why would he say, hey, guys, hey, Houston, I'm injured. Look at me. He's not going to fucking say that. You kidding me? Remember what happened when the running back from Houston tweeted a picture of MRI saying, I'm injured? People flipped to shit. You don't say I'm injured until you're done playing your season.
Yeah, true.
He's clearly carrying some injury. He looks like he was playing at Azteca. He looks like he's being held back in some, and it's clearly either injury or a lack of form.
Let me be clear why I don't like this. And I'm not mad at Landon. And I don't feel as though this makes anyone happy. In fact, it should make you unhappy.
It makes me happy because I knew I was right.
The reason why I say this is that every week we come out on this podcast and we say things about Jurgen and how things are going. And we have not had one match with our two best players in the field at the same time. And that pisses me off. We're going to go until probably February or March without having our two best players in the field. And people are going to be sitting here going, Jurgen's doing well or Jurgen's not doing well. You don't know. I mean, imagine if Spain had a new manager and they didn't have Villa and Torres.
They'd still be really good.
Well, I mean, they'd still be really good, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say.
And I think that doesn't really count because pretty much all of Spain's team is Barcelona.
Okay,
so this
makes me mad only because we actually had a possibility of seeing them on the field.
We didn't. I said last week it's not going to happen. I said in the pocket it's not going to happen.
Just because you say things mean that they're not going... Being that they're going to come to fruition.
Are you saying that he's sometimes wrong?
Maybe.
It's happened occasionally, but when it comes to soccer, I'm normally right.
So I understand why Landon isn't going, but I am upset at the fact that
in my mind... Are you surprised that he's not going?
Yes, only no. Yes, only because I got my hopes up.
That's your damn fault. Oh. I told you not to do it. I warned you to get your hopes up because it's not going to happen. And what did you do? Got your hopes
up. I wanted to know how Klinsmann was going to play them. I wanted to know what formation he was going to do.
Can we think that this was maybe how Gonzalez wasn't called up?
I wanted to know why our two best attacking players or how our two best attacking players were going to play with each other in a more open attacking system. And I'm still desperate to know how that's going to go.
Let me throw this out there as a little bit of a controversial statement.
Just play FIFA.
We've already seen our two best players in the field together.
Two best attacking players. Landon, in my opinion, is no longer among our best two players.
And I'm still saying we've seen our best two attacking players together.
Breck Shea is a fair point.
It's Breck Shea and Dempsey with Donovan third. Shea has been a much better player than Donovan this whole calendar year.
I agree. I wrote a piece for MatchBSA on Landon Donovan regressing.
And it's become more and more pronounced.
Yeah, it really has.
I'm still a little disappointed that we're not going to get to see Torres because of his injury still.
That's a big loss.
I think in like a 4-3-3 with him playing right in front of Bradley and Jones.
We tried that, though. That didn't work out so hot. I believe that was Belgium.
Well,
starting him at the top of the triangle.
I don't.
Jones wasn't in that.
Wasn't Torres in the wing in that one?
Or maybe
Torres played in the middle against Costa Rica when he tore it up.
That's what it was. Yeah, and he did well.
On the wing was against Belgium. So-so.
Jones wasn't there, which is why I'd like to see him above Bradley Jones.
He did so-so on the wings against Mexico too in the first match.
Because he's not a winger.
We've gone over this on this podcast. He's not a winger.
But yeah, we've got a lot of major injuries that are really hampering this team still.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, what? Torres? Holden?
Does that keep us from completely blowing up this podcast?
The complete list of injuries I have here is Bornstein with an ankle injury.
Whoa!
Bornstein ankle, Gat hamstring,
yeah.
Holden knee, Lehigh hip,
yeah.
Gooch carrying a groin pull, by the way.
Very true,
Simic,
actually.
What did Simic do? Just was Frank Simic. Torres broken foot, whip red hamstring, but he's close to coming back.
Saying that Johnny Bornstein's hurt is like saying Danny Caleb's hurt. Who gives a shit?
He went for a walk in the rain. Frank Simek's hurt.
I'd still prefer Bornstein over Castillo. That's because I hate Castillo.
Neither of them are close at this point, are they?
No.
Maybe Bornstein?
Well, Castillo is still close because Jurgen's in charge, but...
All right.
Tell us how you really
So, do you want to talk about Hurt Gomez? I know that you're not happy with that.
I want to talk about...
Hercules.
Herc and Chris Rolfe, both... should be at least in contention to replace.
I feel like Rolfe, especially in the wake of Landon Donovan not traveling,
I absolutely agree.
ought to be in contention for a call-up with Kleshchuk.
Has Jurgen said anything about bringing someone in to replace Donovan?
They said that they would not make any other alterations to the roster unless something else happened.
Okay.
So, why the fuck isn't Hurt Gomez getting called in?
He's old.
You and I had
that's
a good text exchange about
whether
this.
You agree with it or not, he's
then
old.
Then why is Buttle getting called in? They're the same age.
I don't know.
Here's why.
Because he thinks Buttle's a better player.
Here's why. Again, here's some empathy without actually, like, I don't necessarily agree with it. But and Ryan and I had this conversation. Hurt Gomez is not, in a one striker system, Hurt Gomez is not a nine.
Gomez.
He's not a nine.
Absolutely, he's not. He's not a number nine. He's not
a winger either.
He's not a winger. He's not a starter. He is a better version of Iguodala right now. He's a better super sub. There's literally no American I'd prefer to come off the bench number one than Hurt Gomez. I don't want him starting, but I want him first off the bench. There's no reason I will allow for Gomez not getting a call-in. He hasn't even talked to Hurt yet.
He hasn't talked to Herc and he hasn't talked to Gonzalez.
He hasn't talked to our best sub.
Which is interesting because he seems to be making a point to have more Latin influence on the team, and the two players that we're most upset about him not talking to are both Mexican-American.
Well, he doesn't see him in the picture for 2014 in Brazil.
Then why is Buttle there?
Because he sees him in the picture? I don't know.
He's German, that's right. He's in Germany.
Playing in the German league is sexier than playing in the Mexican league. All right.
I wish Gomez got a call up, and I will call bullshit on Jurgen if we see Agudelo in another camp and not Hurt Gomez. But I do understand that where Hurt plays ideally with a strike partner does not work in a Jurgen system.
Again, I absolutely understand that, and I agree that's correct. However, if you want to win a game, you have to have role players. If you want to do well, you need role players. And that's where Perk did well in the World Cup.
True.
Everyone talks about the Bradley goal against Slovenia. Everyone talks about the great layoff from Josie. Who mentions the phenomenal run by Gomez to open up that space for Bradley? Gomez should have gotten an assist on that goal.
You do.
Gomez, with the exception of the actual goal, was the most important player on that play. Gomez provided the space for Bradley to make that play.
So definitely some concerns there from all of us regarding roster selection.
I'm
a little nervous?
You're saying this like you're surprised.
I'm incredibly nervous. I've said since the moment we hired Jurgen, I don't think he's the best person for the job.
Well, all right, before we move on, what are the U.S. doing in these two matches?
Taken your blood pressure, like, when Jurgen got hired, and then, like,
oh, God,
one month.
No, I actually I had high blood pressure my last doctor's visit.
Jurgen, come on.
Maybe it's because I'm unemployed, or I'm still on the mend surgically, but I blame Jurgen for my high blood pressure.
So what results do you guys see against France and Slovenia?
I see well, we get the shit out of
Let's talk about
France.
Let's discuss France right now. France is really good at soccer.
Yes.
They're really good.
Yep, they're sending a good squad.
Their last loss was September of last year.
That's a long time.
It's a long time. In that time frame, they have 10 wins, 5 draws, and 0 losses.
They hardly...
We're
playing very well, though, in their European qualifying group.
But did they lose one draw the last match?
They still qualified. During the time that they've gone 15 undefeated, we're 6 wins, 5 draws, and 7 losses. We're below 500 during the time that they're undefeated. They've beaten Brazil at home. They've drawn Chile at home. They've won at Poland, won Ukraine, and they won at England. These are all really good teams.
Do we have the same kind of mental toughness, do you think, that we did on to Bradley?
No. This is a weak team.
So you don't think that we're going to be able to hold up against France?
Mental toughness I don't think is there because it's a new system and the players don't have the confidence in it like we did the Bradley system, which had effectively been in place for the better part of probably 12 to 20 years.
It's an interesting thing that I thought I noticed when they had Bocanegra do the hour-long roster review.
That was awful.
That was a pain in the ass.
I hated that.
He said 4 times, buy my jersey on sale at soccer.com. It was really annoying. Just keep sales pitching. But there was a brief quote from Bocanegra after the last friendlies where he said something along the lines of, we're not really together. Like he said that this team isn't functioning well right now.
Okay.
And I found it interesting that they had him as the voice of the team when he's saying, I don't think this team is functioning well right now.
He's the captain, isn't he?
Yeah, and that's... I just thought that was interesting.
Does that go on?
It is interesting.
It goes on Klinsmann for not getting his team together.
This takes time. Yada, yada, yada. You've heard me say it before.
And I keep saying...
Oh, now you're bringing Seinfeld into this?
I keep saying, I understand...
It's a show about nothing.
I understand...
I hope not.
I know what... Klinsmann's goal, I know what his goal is, I know what he wants to do, but I do not trust him to get there. It's kind of like saying, okay, well...
Would you trust Goose Hiddink?
Are you fucking kidding me? Absolutely I would.
Okay, so there is a manager out there at least who you would trust.
There's many I would trust.
A special one? I would trust
I would trust him so hard.
Oh, so hard.
Trust him so hard.
could bring up a team of 12-year-olds and we'd be all for it.
Let's give it a run.
We'd probably take first in qualifying.
Indeed. I don't have a good way to describe my feelings towards his give me time. I understand what he wants to do.
I'm sick of giving him time, but we still haven't had Donovan and Dempsey in the same field yet.
I don't care. Okay, that's going to happen.
I can't make a judgment until I see
how often did Bradley have his best squad together?
More than Jurgen.
Very, very few times.
Hardly a large sample for Klinsmann, though.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is...
People are judging this off not a lot of time.
What I'm saying is you have to adjust to not having your best players there. Look what happened in the Conditions Cup. We lost Trundolo and Spectre tore it up. We did what we had.
I don't know.
And Hector tore it up. Can you use words in a sentence like that?
I don't know what
Am I wrong?
No, I just. It's,
I don't know what kind of Wheaties Bob was feeding Spectre that tournament. He's never been anywhere close to as good as he was in that tournament.
They were green.
He was on the wheel. He was getting bid by Fiorentina.
He's playing really well right now too.
Yeah.
But regardless, I do not think Jurgen knows what he's doing. I keep saying it. I keep going back to this over and over again. But I don't trust Jurgen Klinsmann.